So, you know, whenever Pitchfork brings out their album of the year, which last year was Bon Iver, like around this time, and 2 years ago was Kanye West, you gotta, it takes that first listen after you've seen the number review is a huge event, and you've got, you're completely influenced by the review, and there's been building all this web hype through Twitter, talking to your friends, because everybody hears about it at the same time. So I wanted to have, like, a discussion after, you know, each track and while listening to the music and, you know, so we can all voice how we feel about this kind of achievement in music and culture happening right now.
Okay, I'm Adam Humphreys.
I'm David Fishkind.
I'm Eric Stinson.
And this is going to be Frank Ocean's listening party. Okay, what did you think of that intro?
It was terrible. It's just awful.
I didn't get it.
Oh, that's fine. I guess, like, there's an iPhone sound in it, and then there was a, another kind of computer sound.
I thought that was us, actually. Like, I thought
that was
the recording
of some
recorded.
Stupid shit that we were doing earlier.
No.
I'm not kidding.
That's pretty funny.
I thought that was us.
Okay, let's go. We're making nachos right now, but we'll listen to the first song.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not? So far ahead, 'cause I've been thinking about forever. You were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it, though I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far? Yes, of course. I remember. How could I forget? How you feel?
How you feel?
You know you were my first time. A new feel. It will never get old. Not in my soul. Not in my spirit. Keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white. Do you not think so far ahead?
So the one in Spain, or no, the one in Copenhagen where
Copenhagen.
They have forages.
Yeah.
He picks stuff up from the beach.
The beach?
Yeah, there was a New Yorker profile, and he was seen.
It's like universally seen as the nicest restaurant in the world.
I gotta say, though, I really like the water out in Scandinavia. There's something different about it.
The water? The tap water or the
oh, no, like
water?
the ocean water. We're talking about the beach in Copenhagen.
Yeah, I went to a beach in Copenhagen.
I went to a beach in Stockholm. It's so beautiful. It wasn't a beach, but it was the ocean.
Any thoughts about that song, guys?
I can imagine myself making love to a woman while listening to it.
Don't you think it would be a little weird in force? Like, there would be this kind of, like, yes, this is sex music.
I actually haven't been able to listen to music during sex for a while. At all.
I think I agree with that.
I feel like I'm becoming more of an adult, and it's harder and harder. To, like, justify music during sex.
I can talk about something. Yesterday morning, like, before work, I had sex. But, like, both of our alarm clocks went off in the middle. And,
I'm imagining your alarm clock.
Neither one of us could come because, like, it was distracting us. So we had to, like, turn it off. But then we both came, so, you know. You know, but about that song.
That's TMI, dude. Come on.
You want to know if somebody comes.
There are children.
You want to know.
Listening to this.
There's no reason to talk about it if you don't include that part. But
Popcorn might be listening.
Do you want to go to the next song?
No, I want to talk about that song.
We don't want to make it too long.
Okay, I thought that song was a little short, is what I wanted to say.
I thought it was really, really good.
I liked it.
Really?
Yep. I like the falsetto part a lot, and I like the change in the chord progression during the chorus. It turns into a... it's like a major key or something, but it sounds really good to me.
I like that he's not, like, a very good singer, but that's not the point.
Oh, he's a good singer.
Not like amazing, though.
I like that he's not an opera singer, but he sings R&B. You know what I'm saying? He's not an opera singer, but he sings R&B.
Most R&B singers are better. Like, R. Kelly is a better voice, but this is a better song than, you know, the new R. Kelly.
Okay, the next song.
Really, I think...
Just listen to Fertilizer by Frank Ocean. Here we're in the kitchen making some.
Oh my god, this shit's so hot.
David, you're
some nachos. Fucking up.
There's onions on the floor. Okay, that was too short of a song. Let's just listen to the other one and then talk more.
These jalapenos are fucking hot.
We're spending too much time alone.
Spending too much time alone.
And I just ran out of Trojans.
Horses gallop to a throne.
We're behaving like teenagers.
Yes, we're behaving like teenagers.
Making less than minimum wage.
Still inside our parents' home.
No, I don't live in Denver.
I don't live in Denver.
I grew up in Sierra Leone.
And her pink skies will keep me warm. Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone.
Tidbits of intuition that I be getting up in
Sierra.
To me, glistening, shimmering,
yeah,
right. the sunlight in the new day will bring about the dawn. In the new day will bring another crying babe into the world. Hey, oh, yeah. Our daughter's reaching for your nipple, cause it's time for her to be.
layer in the cradle if it's time to go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
I sing a linen lullaby. She can have a pretty dream. Baby girl, if you knew what I know, knew what I know.
They're short. It's very different. Like most rap albums, the long or R&B rap long songs.
You want to talk about the last three Pitchfork albums of the year and how do you think they relate to Frank Ocean?
Can you tell me what the one was beside or before? Oh, was it Meriwether Post Pavilion? Was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, those are three huge albums.
Do you like that Bon Iver album?
Yeah,
I feel like it's quite tippy.
I don't like Bon Iver.
I don't either.
I like that album.
I feel like they're just frail, evil pussies.
It's only one guy.
And he's from like Milwaukee or something.
Milwaukee.
It's just one guy.
Presumably.
But I thought that album was real boring. Like,
I listened to that album working on the farm. I used to listen to it like. So it worked really well for that.
You brought a lot of your own.
Yeah, for me.
Maybe that album demands kind of that sort of listening where you.
I think it's a very passive album.
Projecting a lot of
yeah.
yourself onto
it. Supposed to be doing shit while you're doing it.
Passive?
Yeah, it's not like you don't.
It's
I can't
like,
sit like alone in my room listening to that album,
it's
just
more like
just
dance
listening.
Music.
But if I can like be doing something like driving, it works for driving.
Or
you still listen
sex.
To that album and then Sleep? You know the band Sleep?
No.
Oh, you don't. My God.
Hey, before seeing this, pronounce that.
So chill. I've been, I've been buying these
for decades.
All right. Talk about, the other ones. What do you guys have to say?
Meriwether's good.
Iconic album.
I think
it's really, really good.
The only album out of those three that I really like is the Girls' Album.
That's...
The Girls' Album?
It's not one of the top...
It didn't make Album of the Year?
No.
Oh. I had no idea.
The year of their first album, Meriwether Post Pavilion won. The year of their second album...
Well, they were rock.
Bonnie B won.
They were rock.
Eric was really all torn up when Christopher Owens left Girls.
No, I wasn't. I know he wanted to leave.
Oh, he really cares about Chris Owens.
Well, I mean,
the wants and needs.
Chris and JR don't get along that well.
Sure.
At least over the music. So
not at all. Those are two guys.
That's what I've heard.
They don't
okay.
get along.
The best song wasn't the single, but you weren't either. Living in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar-free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches, and lime. Sweet life, sweet life, sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life. Sweet, 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 sweet life. Song wasn't a single, but you couldn't turn your radio down. Satellite need a receiver, can't seem to turn the signal fully off.
transmitting the way. You're catching that breeze till you're dead in the grave,
but you're keeping it so real.
Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mountain high. It's real, not sugar free. My TV ain't HD, that's too rare. Grapevines, mango, peaches and lime, a sweet life.
That's cool.
I have to tune in. What the fuck?
Right. That's all I've got to say about that song. It's good though.
Why see the world when you can see the beach?
Why see the world when you're living on the beach? That's cool. It's true. That's how I feel when I'm on
is
the beach.
Is that about like... Like just staying out.
It's about Jacob Rees.
What is it about?
Talking about Fort Tilden.
What was up with? Was there recently? I saw people that were tweeting something about Jacob Rees' speech and Frank Ocean together. Did he go and do a show out there?
I gotta have us on the beach, Jacob Rees.
No, I don't know.
Maybe. If he did, it was probably sweet.
If he did a show.
Mm-hmm. Good beach. Good boy.
I really enjoyed walking back from that beach all the way to the 915.
You know that you can just take the Q35.
I know, but I really like the walk back. It was long. My legs got that nice...
Sorry, we're talking about New York City transit. I think we're being a little...
We're being obscure. It's off topic.
Being a little dick right now.
How will people know?
How will people know what?
What we're talking about.
Because they're dicks, too. They know. I hate them. Got a house and a mango since you were born.
Stop thinking this is being money. It's just money. I'm gonna make money. No. No, 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 no. Please decondition yourself. It's not just money. It's happiness. There's a difference between happy and sad. There's a difference between having a home and living on the streets. That's what it is. It's not just money. There's so much more than that. Right now, it's the difference between you being able to go to a prom and disappointing the world. Because I told you from the beginning, I don't have money. I have bills to pay. But that meant nothing to me. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna make myself hot link when I get home. Meant nothing to you. Save my $7.
That's it.
So this seems like the natural time we should start about Frank Ocean coming out of the closet.
I think it's wildly
boner
wrong. I think he's bi, and everybody's calling him gay now. Would a gay man write that stuff? I'm not saying that a gay man couldn't. I'm saying he's bi.
Are you saying he's not faggy enough for you?
No, it's not. No, that's, I think I'm being misquoted by myself. What I mean is, like, a lot of his songs seem to, you know, he seems to reference women. I don't think he's just doing that because he's expected to. I think he's bye-bye. I think he's exploring this millennial shit.
I don't know how you make a determination of that based on the music.
Do you think that millennials are more, like, bi than other people?
More like, willing to explore it. Yeah, I do.
What do you attribute that to?
Neoliberal internet shit.
What?
Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I'll try.
Actually, don't even bother.
I don't think I can. That's as far as I'm going with
that.
What
are some gay icons in your life?
My life?
Yeah. Who are some gay icons?
Icons? They have to be icons. Can't
you know,
it just be my
role
friends?
Role models or whatever. I don't remember when I took
people
over
were,
your
like,
Twitter
culturally
account.
Significant.
Do
you remember when I took over your Twitter account and I wrote that, like,
that I was gay for Don DeLillo?
No. If you're bi on the page but straight IRL.
Yeah, that's me.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's me.
I didn't get a lot of good response to it, so it might not be funny.
I can actually confirm that it's not funny.
Morrissey is a gay... Is a gay, you know, I like him.
I don't think his sexuality is really
an issue.
No, I think it's absolutely
an issue. It's not a matter of it being an issue.
No, I just don't think it's clear. His sexuality is clear cut because he's like sensitive to a controversy.
Yeah, it's because he's a millennial, man.
Nice.
I'm just kidding.
He's one of us, dude.
Dude, he is like one of us, though.
He's like living with his mom right now.
Wow, he's so cool.
He reads Thought Catalog.
Wow.
He gets the end of the article and sighs.
He's so cool.
He reads my roommate's articles and Thought Catalog and just lays on his bed, closes his eyes, and dreams of one day coming in.
He's so
cool. He reads How to Be Chill by Eric Stinson.
He's just so cool.
He's not doing
cool.
a very good job of following my advice.
Wow, he's so cool.
That's because he did most of the things in his life before he read the article. You'll hear it on his next album, though.
Mango Street.
What's his next album?
I don't know.
You got a house and something.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Start my day up on the roof. There's nothing like this type of view. Point the clicker at the tube. I prefer expensive news. New car, new girl. New ice, new glass. New watch, good times, babe. It's good times, yeah. She wash my back 3 times a day. This shower head feels so amazing. We'll both be high. The help don't stare. They just walk by. They must don't care. A million, one, a million, two. Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Real love.
searching for a real love. A real love. I'm searching for a real love. Oh, real love.
All right. Close your eyes to what you can't imagine. We are the Zanny Nashin', Caddy smashing, Bratty assy, Maddie snatched, Daddy's jagging, use this shit for batting practice. Adam and Annie thrashing, purchasing crappy grams with half the hand of cash you handed. Panic and patch me up, Pappy done lashed us, toying with raggy hands, and Mammy done had enough. Brash as fuck, breaching all these aqueducts. Don't believe us, treat us like we can't erupt. Yeah.
We end our day up on the roof. I say I'll jump, I never do. But when I'm drunk, I act the fool.
Talking about.
Do this or wings until it suits. I'm on that ledge. She grabs my arm. She slaps my head. It's good times, yeah. Sleep if someone slip and fall. The mark is down like 60 stories, and some don't end the way they should. My silver spoon is very good. A million cash. Close my eyes and feel the crash.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in Daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends.
Real life.
That's something rare.
I'm searching for real love.
Fantastic product.
Woo!
Super rich.
Are you high as shit right now?
Oh my god.
I think we should pretend to be high as shit.
I guess I like the album. It's like, wow. Alright.
Did you read the review, David?
Oh, yeah.
The intro was like...
What was
the
you quote a sentence from it?
Frank Ocean floats.
He's like so, like, honest.
Can't believe he's gay. That's so cool.
So empowering.
I'm also gay. That's why I gave this a 9.5.
I heard that it was really well written, but I haven't read it.
Do you think the people at the Pitchfork offices, like, were they like... Like, one guy was like, it's gotta be a 9.6. And the other guy was like, no, it's a 9.3 tops. No?
Is this another avocado?
That's not even listening.
Did you want this in there?
I bet the person who actually writes the review...
What the hell,
like,
is this? Did you buy one of these?
I didn't buy one.
I only had two. What the hell is this?
I think you only used one.
Oh, fuck.
It's not the end of the world.
Super.
We once had things in common. Now the only thing we share is the refrigerator. Ice cold, baby, I told you, I'm ice cold.
Ice cold.
You out here flying high. Go ahead, fly that thing. High. High. But fly alone.
You always smoking in the house. What if my mother comes over? You can't get up and get a job. Cause this little hustle's getting you by. You're the dealer and the stoner with the sweetest kiss. I know what I want.
had a pilot, Jones.
What you know about him?
She took me high.
Oh, did she now?
Then she took me home.
We talking about
Pilot Jones, Pilot Jones. Tonight she came stumbling across my lawn again. Just don't know why. I keep on trying to keep a grown woman sober. See, there you're reaching up your blouse. And no, I don't want a child, but I ain't been touching a while. By the dealer and the stoner, the sweetest kiss I've ever known.
I knew what I was ever on. Known.
I had a pilot with Jones.
What you know about her?
She took me high.
Oh, did she now?
Then she took me home.
Talk about
Pilot Jones, Pilot Jones. In the sky above, yes, I saw the sky. I've never seen it before. So many ways. But if I got a condo on a cloud, then I guess you would stay at my place. Ooh, you want? I need ya. I admit it, you're my pilot, Jones.
This is like, he's being all, he's too joke. It's like, he didn't think this shit through. He didn't think this shit through.
I think
like
it's
like a major label debut album.
It's not a thesis. He's like, it's trying to, it's a gestural.
It's a minor label.
It's a piece
debut
of gestural
album.
Art. It's a hi, how are ya?
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's fucking rude. It's not.
This album was conceived as a hi, how are ya?
Is that your Minnesota?
Is that a Canadian term? I don't know. Do you guys know?
It's
know
Minnesotan.
Classic Hi How Are Ya albums.
Is that a sexual favorite thing? What is that?
It's a Hi How Are Ya.
Hmm. What's that Placebo
like,
album where it's just every me and every you?
What?
That's not a Hi How Are Ya.
It's not a Hi How Are Ya.
That's a real good one.
I was just thinking about that album.
Hi,
what's
how are
what's another Hi How Are Ya album?
Yeah, I don't
Into
know
the
36
Chambers.
Jeez, that has like a lot of hits on it. It's a bold statement. Are you a big fan of Enter the Woo or something?
No.
No. Should we put in these nachos?
Yeah.
What do you think?
You wanna
edit?
In that glass dick, you used to date a blonde. You used to hit it raw, cause she was and you are madly involved, hitting stones in glass homes. You're smoking stones in abandoned homes. You hit them stones and broke your home. Crack, rock, crack, rock. Crack, rock, crack, rock. Hitting stones in glass homes. You're smoking stones in abandoned homes. You're hitting stones in broken homes.
crack rock. Crack rock, crack rock.
You're shucking and jiving, stealing and robbing to get the fixing that you're itching for. Your family stopped inviting you to things, won't let you hold the infant. You used to get a little up from time to time, but the freaks ain't trying to sleep with crack it. It's in stones, in glass homes. You're smoking stones in abandoned homes. You hit them stones and you broke your home. Crack rock, crack rock, crack rock.
Cricket cap, that cap, how much dope can you push to me? Cricket cap, that cap, no good for community. Fucking pick your shots, 300 men will search for me. My brother get popped and don't know I'd hear the sound. Don't know I'd hear the rounds. Ooh, sound. Don't know I'd hear the shouts. Ooh, shouts. Don't know I'd hear the sound. Don't know I'd disturb the peace for riots. Don't know I'd disrupt Nirvana. Don't know I'd wanna blow the high.
So I can take them home.
At least give me some crying dogs, some weeping dogs.
So what's up, guys?
We all agree this is a big... on a first listen basis, big mistake on Pitchfork's.
Do you think I made a wrong call?
I'm usually right on board with those guys. I'm not one of these people that totally disagrees with Pitchfork.
I think this album has some very redeemable textures. We'll just have to see how they live.
Right. This is the album you have to listen to a bunch of times.
I want to tell you something. Like, you know Twin Shadow, how they recently got it going?
Yeah.
My band opened for Twin Shadow 2 years ago.
I remember.
But
I didn't listen to Twin Shadow.
So Twin Shadow, I find him to be very vulnerable. Okay, like, this is... My coworkers talk
about Twin Shadow, which means it's done.
I've been trying to prepare a tweet about Twin Shadow. It's like, you know when you watch an old episode of Saturday Night Live? And you see this like kind of like wildly bold band that you've never heard of before, and they're doing this like really performative shticky thing, and you're like, what the hell is this? It's like some weird thing. I think that's what Twin Shadow is. I don't know if you guys think that's funny.
You're saying
that
they're like a hair band, or
no, like just like a wildly bold.
But their music is the difference between that statement you're making, like about like those '90s bands that never really quite put it together. And Twin Shadow?
How much 70s, man? 50s, 80s.
Alright, well, I don't think the 50s. Alright, well, I don't really watch SNLs from the 70s.
The confusing thing for me about Twin Shadow is, like, are they of this time? Or are they truly, like, a retro?
No, I think what he's saying is, like, they're just never going to come together as a band. They fucking suck.
Is that what you're saying?
Fucking suck. Officially, fuck Twin Shadow. Shout out to Andrew Colville. Nah, he's the only one listening.
I want to bring up the G-Chat where, like, David Fishman introduced me to Twin Shadow.
Shout out to Cassandra Guyon. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Shout out to Glass Popcorn.
Do you think Frank Ocean
shout
and
out to
Twin
Casey
Shadow
Kim.
Would, like, respect each other?
And Frank Ocean would be like, yeah, I'm gay, man, but that nigga's gay or something.
Like, do you think Frank Ocean just has like a 58 million times, thousand times stronger...
Shout out to Irvine, California.
...stronger game than Frank Ocean? I know, I mean, Frank Ocean...
has a stronger game than
Frank
Ocean.
Yeah, way stronger, he's like.
His brand is just so much more put together.
He's a very handsome guy, good singing.
I love the way he dresses.
He's got the gay thing happening for him.
God, if I was
really
going to be singing that kind of music, I'd be dressing exactly how Frank Ocean dresses.
You do basically dress exactly like Frank Ocean dresses.
Like
no, he wears dress pants and dress shirts.
Kind of
it's the Western Mass version.
Man, Western Mass. Western Mass.
Western Mass R&B. It's coming up right now.
Uh-huh.
set the cheetahs on the loose. Ow, 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 ow. There's a thief out on the move. Ow, 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 ow. Underneath our legion's view. Ow, 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 ow. They have taken Cleopatra. Run, run, Cleopatra. Come back for my Cleopatra. Bring her back to me. Cleopatra, Cleopatra. Run, run, Cleopatra. The crown of our pharaoh. The throne of our queen. Cleopatra. Shining like diamonds in a rocky world. Rocky, rocky world. Our skin like bronzing, our hair like cashmere. As we march to the rhythm on the palace floor. Ooh, chandeliers inside the pyramids. Tremble from the force. Cymbals crash inside the pyramids. Voices fill up the house. Ah, 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 ah. Ooh, set the cheetahs on the loose. Ay, 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 ay. There's a thief out on the move. Ah, 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 ah. Ooh, underneath our legion's view. But you love Africa, jewel. What good is a jewel that ain't still precious? How could you run off on me? How could you run off on us? You feel like God inside that gold. I found you laying down with Samson and his full head of hair. I found my black queen, Cleopatra. Bad dreams, Cleopatra. Oh, 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 oh. Send the cheetahs to the tomb. Oh, 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 oh. Silver, our queen has met a door. Oh, no more, she lives no more. Cleopatra.
Fix your hair, then put your panties on in the mirror, Cleopatra. Then your lipstick, Cleopatra. Then your 6-inch heels catcher. She's headed to the pyramid.
She's working at the pyramid tonight. Working at the pyramid, yeah, yeah. Working at the pyramid tonight. Yeah, working at the pyramid. Ooh, working at the pyramid tonight. Yeah, working at the pyramid. Working at the pyramid tonight. Working at the pyramid. Working at the pyramid tonight. Pimping in my convo. Bubbles in my champagne, let it be some jazz playing. Top floor motel suite, twisting my cigars. Floor model TV with the VCR. Got rubies in my damn chain. Whip ain't got no gas tank, but it still got wood grain.
Got your girl working for me.
Hit the strip and my bills pay. That keep my bills paid. Hit the strip and my bills pay. Keep a nigga bills pay. She's working at the pyramid tonight. Working at the pyramid. Yeah, yeah. Working at the pyramid tonight. Yeah, yeah. Working at the pyramid. Oh, I. Working at the pyramid tonight. Yeah. Working at the pyramid. Ooh, ooh.
Working at the pyramid tonight.
Working at the pyramid. You showed up after work, I'm bathing your body. Touch you in places only I know. You're wet and you're warm just like our bath water. Can we make love before you come? The way you say my name makes me feel like I'm that nigga, but I'm still unemployed. You say it's big, but you take it. Right, cowgirl, but your love ain't free no more, baby. But your love ain't free no more. She's working a pyramid tonight. Working at the pyramid, yeah, yeah. Working at the pyramid tonight, yeah. Working at the pyramid, that's right. Working at the pyramid tonight, yeah. Working at the pyramid, ooh, ooh. Working at the pyramid tonight, yeah. Working at the pyramid. Working at the pyramid tonight.
Out there, huh?
Drunk and freaky fly?
Who gets that reference out there, huh? All of you. Probably. We went and saw her once.
Who's that? Kesha?
Uffy.
Uffy.
I think it's weird how Uffy has like one music video and it came out like 3 years after she was popular.
Yeah, she's cool.
She has a very weird life.
What is she doing now?
She put out a song, or I mean, an album. She's a nobody listened to it or something.
I couldn't even find like a pirated version of it. That shitty.
She was like Electroclash 6 years after Electroclash.
No, that was like New Dance. That was like the Ed Banger whole thing.
Certainly it was Ed Banger.
I think she was just like Peaches, except they both suck.
Sure. She relied less on being disgusting than Peaches, I think.
And Kesha is probably better than all of them, right?
Was Peaches a guy or no?
No.
No, just like sort of seemed like it.
Did you switch from one pair of glasses into a different pair of like also eccentric glasses? You were thinking you were going to be on video, right?
What?
You brought your two weird glasses.
Well, one of them is tinted.
Tinted. It's how we pronounce tinted here.
Tinted.
Tinted. Yeah, that song's great. I like
it. You like that one?
Yeah.
It had a nice, long...
Were you recording when we were talking about Uffy?
No. Maybe.
I like the part... I like this. I don't know what the pyramid is. Is it a strip club? Is she?
It's the Luxor.
Is it a brothel?
It's
like
the Luxor in Las Vegas.
You want to believe it's a brothel?
I like to believe
most
things are brothels.
Your liberal acceptance of prostitution?
See, I'm...
Your progressive views on sexuality?
I don't even know. A lot of people have told me that, like, I should think sex trade is okay. So, like, I don't know, because I don't really have an opinion on it. So, like, I tend to try to believe them. Like, people who trade sex for money, they say it's okay. So, who am I to say? I'm never going to do that, probably. Maybe. Is it wrong?
Double D, big four breast on my baby. Triple weight, couldn't wait the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish. I don't wish the titties for sure. No, have I ever let you get caught? Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on the train, lost. She's at the stove. Can't believe I got her out here cooking dough.
Cooking dough.
I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with the lie. Nothing wrong with another short plane ride through the sky.
Just you and I,
lost in the heat of it all. Girl,
thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost.
So Eric, you were gonna say something during the last one.
Oh yeah. Okay. So here's this.
Okay.
Here's this. Do you guys? First of all, two things. First of all, do you guys think this is lounge music? Don't answer that. Question two: do you think lounge music is having a moment?
No.
No.
No and no.
No and no.
Because I would argue that R&B, especially the sort of lighter style R&B, is sort of fundamentally like a lounge music sort of thing, like a romantic, drinking, quiet, talking sort of music, or fucking. But you don't think so? You don't see it that way? Also, the instrumentation, the light drums, sort of loungy.
Let's talk about that drum pattern. That was nice, right? The drums on this album, I think, across the board, neat.
Sort of reminds me of that Pink Floyd drum song and like
what?
Tom Pei or something. It's like off metal.
No.
It's like a Tropicalia kind of thing.
I'm not. I don't know.
Tropicalia.
But yeah, lounge. I think yeah. Historically, R&B has had romantic associations. Like it's like cooking your woman a nice meal.
Cooking
in the ghetto,
places.
You know. And then, like, having a bottle of red wine and...
See, I don't think that R&B has ever had
that's
anything
a really specific
to do with the
thing, and I like that. I don't know if
I'm trying, like, picturing...
anything to do with the ghetto.
I'm just like, R&B is like, you know, you get a nice pasta...
Well, I don't know, like, soul music, right? Isn't it...
But
isn't
it's not
it
soul
option?
Music. It's like rich man soul
music. Oh, I would say
music.
It's soul music.
It's
isn't
for
it?
Rich people.
R&B and soul have a lot of overlap.
Poor people listen to it, but
soul
it's for rich people.
Generational.
It's not my expertise. But I thought, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we should all read Norman Mailer's The White Negro, which is about
yeah,
hipster.
Yeah, it seems like
culture.
if we were brothers, then we would be able to listen to this more casually, and like with our wives and stuff, and we'd be able to.
Brothers.
I can't have this. Yeah. you could have sex to this music if you
we
were,
had dark
if you were
skin.
A brother.
Jesus.
But like as it is,
can
like,
we be Latino?
I like when you say
no.
Brother. It's like brother, like, brother. It's
I
like really
racist.
Like, I like it because it makes it even more racist.
This does not. It's not racist.
Hey, brother.
Hey, if we were like, brothers,
you gotta know who we are.
See the white man. He drives like this. And the black man, he drives like this, right?
I can just say they all drive like shit. Nobody can drive well.
Some people are good at driving.
Unbelievable that would give anybody a driver's license, really, when
Jesus.
You think about it.
Well, that's a really ridiculous
so
thing to say, David,
that's
because
crazy.
Then what would they do with the roads?
Ha!
Done! Thank you.
Okay.
Still there, Andrew?
Okay. Okay, no.
Good.
Okay, but these guys just savaged me because I said, like, I was explaining the drums, and I said, like, it might have been recorded through an old shitty boombox or something, and that's how they get this kind of, like, crushed sound to it, and I thought it sounded nice, and Eric said, that's like an Instagram filter for your song, and I said, the world is, like, full of Instagram filters, and then David got, like, really, you know, negative. And,
How could I be negative?
How can we
if I'm smiling.
I'm negative.
Just negative. I'm a grinner.
I looked up pessimism on Wikipedia.
All right.
So this is going to be a really shitty
That sounds like something you would do.
Was it a picture of my face?
No. This is something only somebody without a job could do.
Hey, man, I have a job, all right?
He has a job. He's a freelancer,
I was working all week.
He's not in the office all day. He's looking out his beautiful Bed-Stuy window at the young kids
playing the street. I told somebody I was freelancing. This is like a powerful man the other day, and he was like, how's that going for you? And I was like, you know what? I don't know. Not that good. But anyways, pessimism. Do you know that pessimism is linked to
the
Beck Depression Inventory, which is a... It's something psychiatric. It's like the diagnostic manual or whatever. Anyway, so I didn't really see that before, how like negative thoughts turn into depression.
Oh yeah.
But I guess I understand that more now.
If you're a grumpy guy,
it's like the
sure. You're right there. It's a gateway drug.
But then, like, what?
Seriously,
It's like the commercial where the little rain clouds following your face around.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know that one?
Yeah.
My girlfriend asked me today if I wanted to go tomorrow to this bar on the west side on a pier. It's actually on a boat. With her and her friend and her friend's lawyer boyfriend. She said, you don't have to say yes. And I said, no.
That's a great bar.
Yeah, the Frying Pan.
You should open your mind to that bar.
Guess what? It's not the bar. It's the lawyer boyfriend. That's who I'm not about.
Well, he'll buy you a bucket of Coronas and give you a hand job under the table, so it's worth it.
He has spiked hair.
I see, like, David, you should maybe get checked out.
For what? Depression?
For depression.
Oh. hold on. Might have to go to the emergency. Hold on.
You might have to check yourself on the inventory. I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Let's say things now.
Famous.
Let's say things we'll regret.
Famous philosophical pessimist, Arthur Schopenhauer.
Schopenhauer?
Yep. He's the king of them.
Theoretical retail analyst Schopenhauer.
Let's look at all of the books on your wall and see who's an optimist and who's a pessimist. Well, actually, I've got a question. And this is actually a debate I had once. Is David Foster Wallace an optimist or a pessimist?
It's suicide is the ultimate judgment of, like, your own
dick size.
All right, but let's go by his work, not by his actions. What he really wants, I think, is to be optimistic.
Yeah, I think he wants to find some, like, pure, positive, holy human ground beneath all of his cynicism, and then he fails to do that and kills himself.
Yeah, I don't think he's a pessimist. I think he really was an optimist, and he just was like, no, but it's not for me, or something. I think he was an optimist who was depressed, rather than somebody who used pessimism as a gateway drug.
Hear that, kids? It's a gateway drug.
I use,
Disapprove of anyone.
Soon you'll hate your mom. Soon your girlfriend will break up.
Mom is just trying to do the best job she can. She's a frail human being, you know? Like, she has her own stuff. You gotta forgive her.
I love Adam's mom, so.
My mom's, she's alright, you know? She's human.
She's alright.
I love her.
Okay.
She's human.
I'm getting one of those. You want one of those little tiny tortillas?
No.
Okay.
I'll have one.
All right.
Mosh pits and beer chests, Stage diver, skydiver. Spray the crowd with cold water. Now it's my spits and wet tits. I think I need a cold shower. Cool water. African girl speaks an English accent. Likes to fuck boys in pants. Likes to watch westerns. And ride me without the hands. Show me her passport. She's on her own tour. But you're beautiful to me. Ooh. Wave them high, girl. To the sky. But you're beautiful. Monks in the mosh pit, stage diving Dalai Lama, feet covered in cut flowers, they mosh for enlightenment, clean chakra, good karma, hard one with the water. Indian girl sleeps above the temple, planning to run away, young at heart. You found a boyfriend and now you wanna get away, just a virgin, love wanna get away. And that sunset, they're gonna try and get away, get away. Abhi Mudra.
I never asked for much, but please keep up, lover. We've got no choices left. The run is fast.
Run, 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 run. You're beautiful to me. Run, 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 run. So much to me. My world, my world.
We made it safely. Even with your father's army trailing us, we escaped him. Even with his archers bows at our backs. What a great escape. But there's a long way still, in fact. We're lost in the jungle underneath these clouds. There's a monsoon that never ends. A coke white tiger woke us from our slumber to guide and protect us to the end.
Oh, oh, oh. We're in the clouds.
Wave them high now. To the sky.
But you're beautiful.
So, Eric, we all know that you have a new girlfriend, and it's not even new anymore. I think it's, been 2 months? 3 months?
I want to say 2 months, but it might only be a month and a half.
But things are going well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you so stable and calm. I mean, after like...
Well, I know you guys are real supporters of monogamy, and I've been skeptical of it in the past, but I feel fine with it now. It's good. It's going well.
What's her deal? What's her like thing?
What?
What's she do? Like what's?
Oh, she's a
yoga. Describe her.
Yoga.
I think she has a sort of artistic
swimming
outlook, but she's a nanny right now.
Oh yeah, Lauren was a nanny before.
Yeah.
Does she go out to the Hamptons and stuff with her nanny family? You gotta turn around and face the computer.
I don't think they go to the Hamptons. I think they go to Fire Island.
Hmm. You know what Lauren used to do? She used to nanny for this Upper East Side family, and the family would take a helicopter out to the Hamptons, and Lauren would take a bus.
She would have to take her journey.
They would make her take her journey. I think there may have even been enough room in the helicopter. It was just something that they didn't want her being with them.
For the helicopter ride.
For the helicopter ride.
Was she on nanny cam?
I guess they didn't let any of the other help, take the helicopter. So.
It made me really mad to hear about that. I wanted to go up to the Upper East Side and kick this man's ass.
That's
but,
the second time today.
But he didn't.
I've actually heard of people who really do take helicopters
to the Hamptons.
There was already a conversation about this at my work.
If you go to Jacob Riis, you can
so
see
strange.
Them flying in, you know, someday or whatever.
Yeah, I get that people do it. I just, statistically, it doesn't seem likely that I would know any of those people.
You know what else is wild? I was driving upstate the other day and found myself at a Whole Foods in Bergen, New Jersey. And it's right under the direct flight path from Teterboro Airport.
Yeah.
Do you know about Teterboro
Airport?
Of course,
yeah.
I think I was standing in the parking lot for 15 minutes, and I think, like, maybe 10 private jets flew right over our head, and I was like, wow, there are a lot of private jets around here if that's how many are coming in at this time.
The two airports with the most private jets always, number one, Teterboro, number two, Reagan National.
Where's that?
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. The lobbyists just go between Teterboro.
Yeah, or senators. Senators and...
Yeah, but lobbyists are the people who use them the most.
I actually lobbied something once.
What did you lobby?
I lobbied, I think, for, like, gay rights or something.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, yes.
You know what's cool? When people call a lobster lobby,
tenth grade of high school, folks.
So you got into an $8,000 Gucci suit, and you strapped in your helicopter.
Listen, it was part of a Jewish youth thing. They paid for me to go lobby something.
Really?
I didn't want to do it.
What power brokers did you meet with?
I don't know.
I feel like you're confusing lobbying. I think what you did was some kind of civic action.
We went to the congressman. Yeah, we went and talked to the congressman. We prepared speeches.
How much did it cost to talk to the congressman?
Me? I don't know. I have no idea. Ask my mom.
No, I just think we had to get a new direction there.
Since you were born. Yeah, do it.
That was like the thing in skate videos where when someone lands a trick, you like put your hand in front of it. you had to like stop recording so you know that trick was not landed.
So you're not so pessimistic after all, right? Like, you can have fun.
No, I can't.
I don't think you're that pessimistic.
Jeez. You got a girlfriend, man. Serious.
What?
You're serious right now. Life.
My life is so serious, yeah.
That's interesting. Remember how David wants to hide his girlfriend from the internet?
Me? No. I don't care.
I don't remember that conversation.
I've never said that.
You said that before?
She wants to hide from the internet.
Listen,
she doesn't care about the internet.
He's in a
recording.
He's in a relationship. He's in a relationship.
Ladies.
Hey, if you want this, you're going to have to take it up with her.
Okay, let's go to the next song.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running. It's rush hour, so take the streets if you want them. Just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Ooh, the sun will quiet in love. To me, it's nothing but a one-man cult. In cyanide and much styrofoam. Driver, I swear I've got three lives balanced on my head like steak knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. And you say, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess they couldn't hurt me. Yeah, yeah. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Love. To me it's nothing but a one-man cult. In cyanide in my styrofoam cup. I can never make them love me. Never make them love me. No, no. It's a bad religion to be in love with.
someone who could never love you. Oh, 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 only bad religion could have me feeling the way I do.
Tossed out.
Whoa. Hey, folks.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
We really think the second half of the album is much better.
The second half, they say it gets stronger.
I can speak for all of us when I say, all right.
Okay, I'm going to go out on this. Like, the band The Weeknd was really, 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 really appealing to me with a similar kind of music, but a much more pessimistic kind of vibe. Like a more, I don't want to say like a bready.
There's that buzzword, boys.
Yeah.
Boys and girls.
But you know what? Like, I loved The Weeknd. Like, I loved it. Like, I listened to it so much.
Incessantly, folks.
And I can never see myself listening to this even close to that much.
It does not have that line. Which
I think there's something really like accessible about this music. Like, it seems friendly.
It is friendly.
Like, there's something so friendly about Frank Ocean to me, like, as a brand. When I approach him, I don't feel threatened, and I don't really feel very like I don't feel much mystery either. I feel like it just seems pleasant to approach him.
Did you guys
that
like
could
The
be
Weeknd
its fault too? Yeah, no, I was gonna say like the Weeknd isn't totally approachable, and he isn't totally inviting. Like, what does he say? He's like in that Drake track where he's talking, it's like, why are you fucking following me or something? Like, there's other niggas at this club. Why are you following me? He says something along those lines. That's cool. Like, he's famous, and he's like, get the fuck out of my face. Even though he's on this Drake track, which is a sick track. So that's
take
what I
take a shot of this, because I'm warning you. I got that shit that you can't smell, baby. So, sometimes...
No,
yeah, tell me you love me, even though you don't love me.
Can you tell me what that line is about, don't follow me in this club or something? It's near the beginning.
It's like, I forget what that song is. Can you hum the song for me?
Oh, I forget the beginning. Whatever.
Ladies,
you guys get the point.
Ladies.
And
gentlemen.
We're all taken here.
just a bunch of guys
guys
in relationships.
In that Dirty Projector song on that new one, it's like the first one, he like clears his throat right at the beginning. He goes,
I don't like anything that
like,
does.
That's cool. If I had an album, all I would do is clear.
Let me clear my throat.
There's something
good
in New York about clearing your throat. I don't like it.
It's because everybody's sick. The subways are too congested.
Nobody even talks like that in New York.
Woody Allen left, and everybody, all the kikes went with him.
What?
Good riddance. Nah, they're still here.
Peaches and the mangoes that you could sell for me. What do you think my brain is made for? Is it just a container for the mind? This great gray matter. Since it replied, what is your woman? Is she just a container for the child? That soft pink matter, cotton candy, Majin Buu. Close my eyes and fall into
part of the sky and the stars are for show. And the aliens are watching live from the purple matter. Since it went quiet, then violent, we sparred until we both grew tired. Nothing mattered. Cotton candy, Majin Buu. Dim the lights and fall into a
gone, I've been having withdrawals. You were such a habit to call. I ain't myself at all, had to tell myself no. She better with some fella with a regular job. I didn't want to get her involved. By then, Mr. Benjamin was sitting in awe. Hops into my car, drove far. Falls too close, and I remember my memories no sharp. But a knife, what a life anyway. I'm building y'all a clock stop, what am I headway? She had the kind of body that would probably intimidate any of them that were unsouthern. Not me, cousin. If models are made for modeling, thick girls are made for cuddling. Switch worlds and we can huddle then. Who needs another friend? I need to hold your hand. You need no other man. We flee to other lands. Plank, make her rob a motherfucking bank with no mask on and arrest a revolver.
Who's depressed? Who's out there?
Describe your depression, I guess.
It went from
beer.
When I was younger, like it was just like constant, but it wasn't like bad. Then it was like debilitating, like I couldn't get out of bed. And ever since then, it's just been my like old friend. You know, I'm good. I think I'm just like an angry person. I think things in my head so angrily, but I don't say them. So I don't know.
Rage.
What about you? How's your depression?
No fear. You know, it leaps up every once in a while.
AIDS.
It manifests itself as like a long-term kind of hopelessness, or like I think like not wanting to do anything, but at the same time like knowing that that is like sort of just like going to your grave or whatever. Not like wanting to be dead, but like not necessarily like wanting to do anything to prolong your life.
I've got a question for everybody, including the listeners. Do you ever lie to yourself and like you ever lie to yourself and you say like, I don't even like want to like have success in art. Like I don't even care. Like I do this because it feels right. Like I don't even care if anybody like recognizes it. And then like later you're like, why was I like even saying that or making myself try to think that? Like I really do want success. I want recognition. I put a lot of work into it. And then you're like, later you like lie to yourself again. Is that a cycle anybody else goes through? That's my
thing. I think
life.
It's just you, man. No.
No, I think you're right. I think, yeah.
Well, because you want to believe that, like, you would do things, like, you want to believe in that, the pure ideal of an artist who's just doing things because they love them.
It's exactly
But it's
what
really
I mean.
Hard to exist that way.
But
it's extremely hard.
And none of us are going to see success, so.
If we keep doing art.
We
will get some kind of recognition, you know?
Sure.
It won't be worth it, probably, but.
It's the whole reason for this radio
show. We've already gotten some recognition, you know, like.
I'm in the Tree Planter Hall of Fame.
David has his 18-year, $6 million book deal if you're in a house.
And I'm in the Tree Planter Hall of Fame.
And I have this dildo modeled after my penis.
Is that real? Are you telling the truth?
No.
I'm not telling the truth. Well, I don't know.
I'm lying to myself because I want to believe it.
Eric's freaking new girlfriend took a jello mold.
Penis. Do you mean like a plaster mold? A jello mold?
She made, for some obscure reason, a flaccid dildo.
I guess that's how she prefers it. I don't know. I'm just really sorry you guys had to see that because it wasn't. I didn't mean for it to be on the table.
I ate it in
Adam's house. I don't know why I was in Adam's house. First of all,
I ate it.
You guys,
I ate it.
It was really, really strange.
You just gotta accept me for me. Yeah.
Not because I'm hot like Cindy Crawford. Got a voice just like Jim Carrey.
Nah. Should we re-record this one because we shouldn't talk about depression or something?
We can just delete
the
depression.
The kids want to know what happens when you're pessimistic. Eric,
I'm just
depressed?
For the record, I don't think I'm depressed. So I
not a pessimist.
There may be one
not
of
depressed.
Us. One of us who isn't depressed.
I'm not depressed. Like now.
In this moment, I think I'm feeling all right. But my bike ride home, things are gonna really get bad.
Things are going to fall off for you at work tomorrow morning, hey?
Oh, gosh.
How many more weeks do you have on that horse before you get back to school?
9, 8. And I got to find an apartment so I can live like a... Yeah. I think this one's over.
Oh, my God, I live in Brooklyn.
I wanna see pom-poms from the stands. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw you game, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44, but you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, Forrest Green, Forrest Blues. I'm remembering you. This is love, I know it's true. I won't forget you. You, oh, you, yeah. It's for you forever.
this for you, Forrest, Forrest Gump.
Putting shit away.
Oh, thanks. We're at my house. I'm Adam Humphreys.
Did we just start again from scratch?
No.
Starting over, folks. We didn't think the first hour and a half were strong enough for you.
Are you guys trying to wrap it up? Is that what we're doing?
We're going to listen to the whole thing all over again.
The ending is coming up, so...
I don't know
what it is, but...
This has been the listening party.
Do you
want to
say goodbye,
experience?
Eric?
Suck my dick.
Okay, David, I'll say goodbye first because you're leading this project. But I'm Adam. It's been nice. Thanks for listening. Here.
Listen, I ate plenty of peanut butter cups throughout this experience. And it's been so great that you've listened to the whole thing and that we've all had a chance to think about Frank Ocean in kind of a more appropriate setting than just listening to it on our own, on our iPod headphones, maybe on the subway. Maybe you're on the Chicago subway. Maybe you're on the trolley in San Francisco. This has been...
Shout out to Jimmy Chan.
This has been all of that. Thanks.
And thanks, Frank Ocean.
Yeah, thank you for putting out this kind of good album.
Thanks, Frank.
Next year, if anything gets over 9.3, we'll do this again.
We'll do it again.
Looks like all we've got is each other. The truth is absolute. Remember when all I had was my mother? She didn't compromise. She could recognize our daughters and our sons are just candles in the sun. Let them see this vibe. Don't you let us see the vibe. She's got the whole wide world in her cheeks.
The pussy got all reupholstered and shit. Who reupholstered your pussy, David?
Easy top.
No, Easy reupholstered my pussy.
Easy.
I've been to parts of Pussy Town I've never seen before.
Easy top.
Easy taught you well.